Six Sigma. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Six Sigma as follows: a methodology that uses a set of management tools and techniques for the improvement of business processes. The intent is to reduce the probability of an error or defect by decreasing process variation and improve product quality. Six Sigma aims to achieve near-perfect products and services. The specific objective in a Six Sigma organization is to get as close as possible to zero defects, with an outer limit of 3.4 defects per million opportunities. In Six Sigma language, a defect is anything that does not conform to customer expectations, and an opportunity is any chance for nonconformance. If a company produces a million light bulbs, no more than 3.4 should fail to meet customer expectations. If a bank sets up ITMS, their customers should experience disappointment during no more than 3.4 times in a million opportunities, which may not be the same thing as 1 million visits to an ITM. Customers may have more than one expectation. For example, they may expect the machine to be online, the instructions to be easy to understand, the wait for their turn to be short, and, of course, the operation to succeed in delivering or depositing the correct amount. That would be four opportunities for a defect per visit. One potential challenge to using the Six Sigma approach arises from the difficulty of determining what constitutes a defect. Another challenge comes from setting a meaningful limit on variability. For instance, there is probably a range of wait times at the ITM that most customers will generally find acceptable. Is it 30 seconds, a minute, or 2 minutes? The project team leader, or the executive sponsoring the project, may be tempted to set the limits of variability as wide as possible to achieve a Six Sigma level of defects. Also, not all opportunities are as significant as others. While some wait time is likely to be acceptable to customers, failure to record a deposit correctly or deliver the requested amount of cash may be completely unacceptable. Defect, disappointment, and customer expectations are open to definition by focus group or other research methods. Exhibit 4-59 illustrates the aim of Six Sigma to reduce defects to near zero. Assume that 1 million opportunities for a defect will result in the familiar bell curve with the target value in the center. If the process is in control from a Six Sigma perspective, about 99.9997% of those opportunities will fall within Six Sigmas, or standard deviations, from the target value. That will leave only 3.4 opportunities, just over 0.0003%, that result in defects. Exhibit 4-59, Six Sigma Control. By contrast, traditional quality goals often set the level at 3 sigmas to either side of the mean. The mean is the target in the exhibit. 3 sigmas corresponds to 99.74% of products with no defects. At that rate, there would be 66,807 defects per million opportunities. When Motorola developed the Six Sigma concept, they chose 6 sigmas as an appropriate goal for the types of products they were producing. Some industries might need to set their goals at a different number of sigmas based on what customers find acceptable and what is feasible. Even so, setting ambitious goals and following Six Sigma improvement processes can result in significant improvements for any organization. Elements of Six Sigma. Six Sigma offers a set of tools for developing repeatable high quality under the guidance of a Six Sigma certified employee or consultant. Attaining Six Sigma quality requires attention to three elements: the customer, the process, and the employee. Customer. The definition of quality, that is, the acceptable rate of defects, is in the mind of the customer. Customer expectations might include outstanding performance, reliability, competitive price, on-time delivery, excellent service, and so on. All these areas provide opportunities for defects that may drive a customer to a competitor. Process. Process mapping or flowcharting are techniques used to identify the unique steps in a process. When assessing a process, the company has to adopt the customer's mindset, an outside-in view of the company's performance. The goal is not only a low number of errors, but also consistent performance. That is, the performance should remain very close to that number of errors and not show a great deal of variability in either direction. For instance, an air freight carrier with on-time performance that stays right around an acceptable level may create more customer satisfaction than a carrier that has the same average on-time rate but is erratic and unpredictable, with late arrivals counterbalanced by early arrivals. This may produce enough disgruntled customers to erode market share. Employee. Full employee participation has been a principle of quality systems since the early work of W. Edwards Deming. When it comes to customer satisfaction, there are no irrelevant employees or processes. Bank tellers, receptionists, and file clerks, or data entry specialists, may occupy low rungs on the corporate ladder, but their defects tend to be highly annoying and visible to the customer. A company fully committed to the Six Sigma approach will offer training at all levels. Six Sigma initiatives typically are directed from the top but implemented from below by employee teams. Training in Six Sigma tools and techniques takes place at different levels, with the possibility of certification at the level of Green Belt, Black Belt, and Master Black Belt. People with any of the three belts have sufficient knowledge of quality standards, design and development procedures, and statistical analysis that they can lead process design or process improvement projects. Black Belts and Master Black Belts operate as full-time employees. Master Black Belts primarily engage in teaching. Green Belts may be consultants or employees with other responsibilities. Six Sigma process and tools. The Six Sigma process for conducting a continuous improvement initiative takes place in five phases, known by the initials of the phases as define, measure, analyze, improve, control, DMIC, process, as described in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Phase 1. Define. Determine the nature of the problem. Phase 2. Measure existing performance and commence recording data and facts that offer information about the underlying causes of the problem. Phase 3. Analyze, study the information to determine the root causes of the problem. Phase 4. Improve the process by affecting solutions to the problem. And Phase 5. Control, monitor the process until the solutions become ingrained. Six Sigma has developed a similar model to guide the creation of new processes, as opposed to conducting an improvement initiative. Define, measure, analyze, design, verify, DMIDV. Because of its statistical basis, Six Sigma analysis depends heavily upon thorough, reliable, measurable data. Without that level of visibility, there can be no determination of the rate of defects. Six Sigma techniques for defining, measuring, and analyzing a process include quality control tools, such as process mapping, control charts, and Pareto diagrams. Six Sigma case study. Single source contracting by U.S. government. In 2005, the U.S. Navy initiated a process improvement project with a Kaizen event that demonstrates the compatibility of the techniques described in this section. The process that needed improving was the J&A, Navy speak for justification and approval to limit competition. The J&A is used to justify sole source contracting. It affects every contract specialist in the Navy's Air Force, NAVAIR, yet studies found that the policy was confusing to new personnel even after training and was subject to divergent interpretation. The result was variability and poor quality in sourcing. The prescription for change was Lean Six Sigma with a focus on reduction of variability and waste. With the assistance of a Black Belt Lean Six Sigma consultant, NAVAIR conducted a Kaizen event. Participants sketched out a value stream map of the current J&A process, including a detailed list of touch times, Six Sigma opportunities for error, waiting times, reviews, and redo loops to document total cycle time. It turned out that the J&A process had 26 steps and 17 rework loops for a cycle time that varied from 27.75 to 129 days. The next step was to create a future value stream map, eliminating wasteful steps and reducing errors, if possible, to zero. The result of their efforts was a template to eliminate the redo loops and to make the process so easy to understand that no prior training would be necessary for perfect completion of a J&A. One link in the template, for instance, provided complete guidance on conducting a market survey, a requirement of the process for which there was previously no instruction or explanation. The new template reduced the number of steps from 26 to 13 and the number of rework loops from 17 to 0. Total cycle time dropped 50% to a maximum of 40.5 days and a minimum of 16. The benchmark for the new J&A process was set to no stops and no redos.